Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
One of my favorite poems is A Dream Deferred by Langston Hughes. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? I'm going to start my talk with a little exercise and ask that we all open our minds and imagine. Imagine your dream car, a Bentley, Porsche, Lamborghini, whatever your dream car happens to be. Now imagine that you have the title to your dream car and it's right outside in your parking lot. We walk outside and you see your dream car, and it is spectacular. Polished from end to end with your favorite color, candy apple red, metallic green, jet black, whatever your favorite color is. You walk over to your dream car, and on the hood are your keys. Now all you have to do is take those keys, open the door, start the engine, and drive off. Now imagine that you never take those keys. You never open the door, you never start the engine, and you never drive off. As unbelievable as that may seem, a 2023 Gallup report stated only 6% of us achieve our dreams. 80% have no plans to achieve their dreams. But not only that, 60% of us are unhappy at work, and nearly 20% are miserable. So I ask you again, what happens to a dream deferred? Today, I'm going to talk about entrepreneurs, the dreamers, and the important role they play in society. But I'm not only going to talk about the importance of dreaming, but the importance of dreaming with intention. I'm going to touch on three things. First, I'm going to share some factual evidence that entrepreneurs play a critical role in society. Next, I'll share some of the similarities that entrepreneurs have with entertainers and how they're both really in show business, and why it's important that they don't only focus on the show, but also on business. And finally, I'm going to share some key business fundamentals that entrepreneurs can use to be successful. Okay, so why do I say that entrepreneurs play such a critical role in society? Let me share a few statistics from the January edition of Forbes. There are 33 million small businesses in America, and they make up roughly half of the US workforce, 46%, 62 million people. So when you break this down across all of the different communities in the United States, roughly half of the workforce comes from small businesses. And many of these small business owners are involved in their local communities. They support local charities. They provide their services and their time, not to mention the tax base that they bring to their local communities. But it's much more than their involvement in their communities. Entrepreneurs are the dreamers of society. They follow their passions. They take risks. They turn ideas into solutions that can change the world. At their core, entrepreneurs are problem solvers. Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker were two women in the midst of post-Civil War America who dared to dream the impossible. They were pioneers in the African-American beauty industry. They built businesses and employed hundreds of African-American women. Let's talk a little bit about Annie Malone. She was born in 1869 in Illinois to formerly enslaved parents. She saw that many Black women of the time were suffering hair problems, so she developed hair products to improve hair growth. She was so successful that she left Illinois and moved to St. Louis, where she founded the Poro College Company. By the 1920s, Annie Malone had become one of the wealthiest women in America. But that's not it. She used her wealth to pour many, many dollars into the local St. Louis community. She also gave money to newly formed historically Black colleges and universities. And this touches me because I am the proud graduate of one of those institutions, the great Howard University. Madam C.J. Walker was born in 1867 in Louisiana before she moved to St. Louis as well. And just like Annie Malone, she saw that many Black women of the time were suffering serious hair problems. So she developed a product called Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower. Both Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker paved the way for Black women in business today. African American hair care has grown to become a $9.5 billion industry. And it all started with these two entrepreneurs, with these two dreamers solving a problem. Believe it or not, Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker have a lot in common with entertainers. Entertainers also enjoy satisfying millions of people. They are, of course, in show business, so their audiences love to see them display their talents in breathtaking ways. To see a Denzel Washington on the big screen, or Michael Jordan and Tom Brady in their prime. Today, you have Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese that have become must-see TV, not to mention the millions of Swifties that follow Taylor Swift, or the beehive that swarm around Beyoncé. They all put the show in show business. And just like these entertainers, we entrepreneurs also love to share our talents and our dreams with millions of people. I love working with small businesses and helping them to achieve their peak performance. A friend of mine, Katie, followed her dream of opening an Irish pub in our local town. Her passion was to bring the people in our town together around food and fun. So she took a big risk and left her profession as a high school English teacher. And in 2017, she opened Grow 13, and it was an instant success. As she envisioned, Grow 13 brought us all together around food and fun. She had theme nights. There was karaoke. Karaoke always makes me laugh because that's when you get a lot of very confident people who can't sing too well, but it's always a good time, right? Katie also used her restaurant to support local charities, right? It's important that entertainers provide their talents to the world. It's important that they give us the show. But it's also important that they focus on business. And way too many entertainers, whether they're athletes that have won Super Bowls or actors of blockbuster movies, many of them focus exclusively on the show and spend virtually no time focusing on business. We've heard all the terrible stories of very accomplished people going broke. There was a 2022 article in Sports Illustrated that stated 78% of NFL football players and 60% of NBA basketball players face serious financial hardships after they retire. And we know of, the famous singers like Whitney Houston, Willie Nelson, famous actors like Burt Reynolds, Nicolas Cage, that have all gone broke. And for entrepreneurs, unfortunately, it's no better. Reports show that 50% of small businesses have to close their doors within 5 years. Over 80% within 10 years. And just like entertainers, when these businesses fail, the owners are shackled with a lot of debt. Unfortunately for my friend Katie, owner of Grill 13, she had to close her doors recently, and she told me that I could share with you guys that it was an expensive and challenging journey for her. She has since opened a couple of takeout catering locations, and she still is working on her dream. But here are the sobering facts. It is true, entrepreneurs do play an important role in society. We are the dreamers and the problem solvers. But based on all of the data, we have to do a better job focusing on business. And so for the rest of my talk, I'm going to provide a few business fundamentals that entrepreneurs can use to be successful. But before I continue, I have to emphasize that the key to all of this lies in being intentional. I love sharing the story of the five frogs sitting on a log. Five frogs are sitting on a log in the middle of a pond. Four of the frogs decide to jump off and swim to shore. How many frogs are left? Although four frogs decided to jump, there's no evidence that they actually jumped. There's a big difference between deciding and doing, just like there's a big difference between dreaming and dreaming with intention. Many of us decide to do things that we never actually get around to doing. But as a business owner, it is essential that you run your business with intention. In fact, I would recommend that you get up every day and say to yourself, in my business, growth doesn't just happen. It's important to internalize this. Much like the dream car scenario that we started with, as a business owner, you have to take the keys, start the engine, and you have to drive your business with intention. All right, so now let's get into these fundamentals. Many books have been written on optimal ways of running a business, on conducting your market segmentation, your SWOT analysis, your business development activities, et cetera. But practically speaking, of the 33 million small businesses in America, over half of them, 55%, have less than five employees. 80% have less than 10. So this model is intended for those small businesses with very limited resources. And it's a framework that can be realistically implemented and executed. All right, so here we go. The first fundamental, separate your personal and your business finances. I mentioned that 50% of small businesses fail within 5 years and over 80% within 10 years. But I didn't mention the two main reasons they fail. Number one is negative cash flow. Simply put, more money is leaving your business than coming to your business. And connected to that is number two. All of your personal and business finances are commingled, and they've never established a separate financially sound business entity. So how do you establish this separation? Run your business finances on your EIN instead of your social security number. Let me say this again. Your EIN or your business tax ID is like a social security number for your business. And if a credit profile is established on your EIN, then your LLC, C Corp, S Corp, or 501c3 can get financing from lenders just like large corporations, like my former companies, Abbott Laboratories and Carrier Global. This is a very important point. All incorporated businesses that are registered with the Secretary of State are afforded the same financial benefits, whether it's Walmart, Microsoft, or your small business. And if a financing is established on your EIN, then two very important things happen. Number one, your business will have access to the funding it needs to drive positive cash flow. And number two, your personal finances will no longer be connected to your business and will no longer be at risk if your business should happen to face any financial turbulence. I'm going to share a couple more little known facts. In addition to your three consumer credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, there are three separate business credit bureaus. Many of us are aware of Dun & Bradstreet, but there's also Experian Business and Equifax Business. And while the consumer credit bureaus use your Social Security number to determine your credit score, which ranges from 300 to 850, the business credit bureaus use your EIN to determine your business credit score, which ranges from 0 to 100. And by the way, a business credit score of 80 is equivalent to a consumer credit score of 720. Another little known fact is there's a detailed process of establishing a robust credit profile on your EIN, then properly registering your business to those three business credit bureaus. And once they're registered, then you can systematically establish business and corporate financing on your EIN. Very important. So that's number one. The second fundamental is to develop a simple business plan of no more than two pages. Again, most of us have very limited resources. So to build out an expansive 20 or 30 page business plan is just unrealistic. I suggest developing one strategic goal supported by two or three tactical goals. And I'm going to walk through a detailed example of that in a moment. I also suggest using the SMART goal setting method. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. It's attributed to Peter Drucker, author of Management by Objectives. And SMART goals are widely used by a lot of organizations because they're easy to develop and implement. Okay, so now let's go through an example of a business plan. In the spirit of Annie Malone and Madam C.J. Walker, let's say that you have a local beauty shop. And over the last couple of years, your revenue has remained fairly flat, but your expenses have continued to kind of increase. So you're at risk of getting into a negative cash flow situation. So here's an example of a strategic goal. To grow your beauty shop revenue by 10% in the next 12 months. It's specific. You have a 10% target. It's measurable because you can plug in the numbers and track your progress. It's achievable because you have a market of people that will be getting their hair done. It's relevant because a 10% increase in revenue will directly address your cash flow situation. And it's time bound. You have a 12-month end date, okay? So now you have a clear strategy. The next step is to develop two or three tactical activities. So here's a few examples. Number one, launch a loyalty program to increase your monthly customer visits from 200 to 300 within the next 6 months. Two, to increase your online booking by 50% in the next 3 months by optimizing your website, running social media campaigns, and incorporating an automated booking system like Booksy. And three, host one special event per month with targeted promotion to increase your monthly revenue by 20% within the next 6 months. So you have a simple plan. It's relatively requires not that many resources, but what it does require is discipline, accountability, and the word of the day, intentionality. Because what we have right now is a framework, and it has to be built out. Each one of those activities need to be built out and implemented. And that leads to the third business fundamental, establishing a winning team. So let's recap. The first fundamental is to separate your personal and your business finance. Next, you have to build a simple and executable business plan. Now, we have to establish a winning team that can deliver that plan. And this is very important because unlike large corporations that have hundreds and thousands of employees, again, we just have a handful. So it's important to maximize everyone's talent and optimize the overall team dynamics, right? So I recommend to do this using one of the proven team assessment tools. You have Myers-Briggs and 360 assessment, and those tools can be very effective for larger organizations. But for small groups, I recommend very simple tools like the DISC assessment or Working Genius. I really like these tools for two reasons. The first is that they can quickly align everyone's skill set with the right type of work that has to be done. And second, they can visibly highlight everyone's contribution to the team. And with small teams in particular, this is important because team dynamics is important, right? And so that if the whole team can see everyone's value to the team, that helps the overall team dynamics. So this is, in a nutshell, the importance of ensuring that you have an established team that can deliver these plans. So what I am going to do now is close by saying a few things. The first thing is dreamers are very important in society, and entrepreneurs are the ultimate dreamers. But the also what's important is ensuring that you have a plan, that you have intention to deliver your dream, right? There's so many people that can be very successful in bringing their dreams to reality. We don't want to be the 80% of people who don't even know how they want to move forward and deliver their dream. We don't want to be the 60% that are unhappy at work or the 20% that are miserable at work, but absolutely have a dream that they just won't materialize. That's why I love a dream deferred, because so many of us have deferred our dreams. So many of us know that we want to do something that can be amazing in our lives and that can impact other people's lives. So I'm going to close by saying that this is an amazing opportunity to really realize your dream. I would have you think about, you know, the things that I've mentioned around the different, you know, fundamentals of making your business successful, because we need entrepreneurs. We need small businesses, but we need you to be intentional in how you run your business. So I want to thank this fantastic forum. And with that, I want to summarize by saying, I again am Cedric Singleton with Peak Performance Leadership Institute. I welcome the opportunity to talk to more people during the breakout sessions, and I welcome the opportunity to continue to grow our tribe of entrepreneurs that can really change the world. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I hope everyone enjoys the rest of this amazing conference. I know I will. And besides that, enjoy, have a great day, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.